Almost every mother can relate to a desire to raise beautiful, happy, healthy children. It's no surprise that there are so many parallels between flamingo parents and human parents because nature is miraculous. But there are some things we can learn.
Whether you're navigating the challenges of parenthood with a crying baby, a teenager, or anything in between, whether you have one child or a dozen, know this, we see you, we are you.
We are modern moms and best friends with out-of-the-box kids, and we're here to cheer you on during this wild ride called motherhood.
We show ourselves grace, build badass communities, and choose to embrace the chaos with love and humor.
Welcome to This Flocked Up Life, because being a mom is messy, imperfect, and pretty flocked beautiful. Hey there, thanks for joining us today. We're excited to bring you a special episode that answers the question, what's with the flamingos? Well, they're not just plastic yard ornaments to us. There are real similarities between flamingo mothers and human mothers, and we're totally inspired by them. So inspired, we decided to build a brand and a podcast around them. Flamingos are the perfect mascot for mothering. Why?
Why not? Flamingos are awesome. Moms are awesome. No, seriously, though. When a flamingo is raising a young chick and feeding them crop milk, it drains them of energy, nutrients, and even their pinkness. They give so much of their food to their offspring that their pink color dulls or disappears. Some even revert back to black or white. It takes a few months for them to recover and molt into more colorful feathers. Because of this cycle, they only have one chick per year. Sound familiar? Drained energy, months to recover, transforming into your new feathers, pouring everything you have into the beautiful family you've created. When was the last time you felt vibrant and alive?
Reason number two, flamingos are loyal and make lifelong friends. They mate for life, 40 to 60 years, and they dance to find their partners. They are devoted parents, both mom and dad, and they feed and care for their chicks for 12 weeks. The chicks all look like little grayish-white fuzzballs, so they identify their chick by its voice.
Reason number three, flamingos are a social species, choosing to live in groups of hundreds or even thousands of individual flamingos, their flock. Did you know a gathering of flamingos is actually called a flamboyance? What a fun word is that? We love it so much. They choose to live in this flamboyant community and protect one another through the approach of safety in numbers. The young leave the nest after about 5 days to join other flamingos in small groups, returning to their parents only for food. Just like humans, the young are ready to leave the nest before we are. This brings to mind the old African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. And apparently, this is true for both humans and flamingos.
Almost every mother can relate to a desire to raise beautiful, happy, healthy children. It's no surprise that there are so many parallels between flamingo parents and human parents because nature is miraculous. But there are some things we can learn. Balance is important. Community is critical. Their diet has a major effect on how they look, and self-care is essential. We're on a journey to help all mothers feel seen, supported, and beautifully vibrant. Let's help each other bring the color back. In each and every episode of this podcast, our goals are to provide authentic support. Create a platform where moms can discuss openly the challenges and joys of motherhood without judgment, promoting authenticity and genuine connections.
To empower moms with valuable information, resources, and advice to help them make informed decisions, focusing on our 8 pillars: marriage and relationships, raising kids, finances, extended family, culture and community, wellness, spirituality, and personal growth.
To normalize imperfections, breaking the Instagram perfect portrayal of motherhood by sharing real life stories and experiences, helping moms embrace the mess and find strength in vulnerability.
To highlight the importance of self-care and provide practical tips and strategies for fitting it into their busy lives.
To address the hard topics, courageously discussing taboo subjects related to motherhood, such as postpartum depression, single motherhood, the challenges of co-parenting, raising out-of-the-box children, relationships, and more.
To love equally, creating a diverse and inclusive space that welcomes moms from all backgrounds, cultures, and parenting styles, ensuring that every person in our community feels seen and every voice feels heard and valued.
To celebrate motherhood, celebrating achievements and milestones of modern moms, both big and small.
And to amplify the voices of women, especially mothers, by using this podcast as a platform to create a positive and supportive space for them to shine.
If these things are important to you too, welcome to the flock. We're excited to meet you. Join us on Facebook or Instagram and hit the button below to subscribe and follow.